You ever had one of your coaches get in that type of altercation with one?
Well, he was going down to help our guy. And the other guy wouldn't do it. So it would be like, you keeping this up, I might come down and give you the business right here. call your brother.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a Victory Monday, September 13th. Stephen St. John, Todd Lebo, Jake Gutierrez. Now we're going to give Adam Teicher the business.
Bring it on.
From ESPN. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Bring it on, guys. Bring it on. Doing well.
Call your brother.
Now, Adam, does it make you feel good that Todd Lebo earlier said, if Andy Reid had come down there to give you the business, that he had your back, you're his teammate, and he would have rushed to your defense? Does that make you feel good, or does that not factor into anything?
No, it makes me feel good, but unnecessary. I mean, there's a reason Andy Reid didn't come down there and take a few swings at
right.
me. He knows what would have happened there,
right.
so we all do, I think. So I appreciate the gesture, but would have been unnecessary for sure.
Always standing at the ready with you, Teicher. Always.
That's exactly
always,
right.
always, always, always.
ABR is what we can say, right?
That's right.
Let's go through what happened there, because we've talked a lot about everything else, and we'll get to the other highlights of the game. But that was a big moment of the game, because the Browns lost one of their safeties because of what he did on that sideline. And for a lot of people that were at the game, they didn't see the whole thing unfold, Adam, and that was a big point in the game.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, Grant Delpit was already out, and he was, he didn't play. He was inactive, and their other safety there. And so they were left without their top two guys at that spot. So, it was a big play. I'm not sure what the referee saw to initially penalize the Chiefs. I mean, I didn't feel like there was enough, even without what Ron Harrison did. I feel like there was not enough on Greg Lewis's part to really penalize him. I mean, you don't want a guy really getting in there and throwing players around, but I don't think he was really that physical with the players. So I don't know what set Ronnie Harrison off there. I don't know if there's a history between those two guys or what, but definitely he went over that line. So the referees, I think, in the end, got it right.
Yeah, probably a mistake on both parts. Coach Lewis shouldn't be touching players over there. I understand he's defending his guy. I got that. But there's players there to do that. You probably don't need to get involved. But for the Browns part, you absolutely can't do that. I mean, it's the second act, too, that always gets caught. It took the referees a while to catch the second act. Normally, that would have been initially I don't know why it took them so long to figure out. They were standing right there, too. I don't know why they didn't see the shove right away, but it is what it is. It worked out fine for the Chiefs, and they didn't have to lose their coach, and the Browns lost their player.
Yeah, it was a, the Browns survived without and thrived without Harrison for quite some time in that game. But, it's a long game, and you feel like maybe he could have helped. Harrison could have helped later in the game. So, yeah, I agree. I feel like that did have a factor in the end.
Adam, before we get into all the kind of good stuff that happened in the fourth, quarter for the Chiefs defense, forcing punts and, getting turnovers in the second half, let's talk about that first half a little bit. What do you think it took them a while to kind of find their footing out there? I know they didn't have Tyrann Mathieu or Frank Clark, but it looked like it was pretty easy pickings for the Browns in that first half for sure.
I was really surprised by that. And the most surprising thing of that first half was the Chiefs pass rush. And, I know Chris Jones had a sack late in the first half, but other than that, I mean, their pass rush was just totally ineffective. And I was really surprised by that. I thought the Chiefs were going to come out and be a lot better with that part of the game and defensively in general. I mean, I thought there were a lot of good things from what we saw from the Chiefs on the practice field St. Joseph, but it really didn't transfer. So I was really, really surprised by how the Chiefs played defensively. And I just don't think you can pin it on Tyrann Mathieu not being there, Frank Clark not being there. I mean, that's certainly part of it. It doesn't help. Are they a better team with those guys, and particularly with Tyrann Mathieu? Absolutely they are. I mean, there's no argument there. But it's not like the Chiefs are playing with 9 guys or 10 guys when those guys go out. I mean, they've still got some guys who are playing. And it just didn't work. And they had some guys who just looked lost who were out there at times, you know, like Josh Kando.
Lost.
He had to play. He had to be part of the rotation because Frank Clark wasn't available. And, they threw him out there. He just looked lost. So there was a few of those kinds of things. You know, Colin Saunders, didn't play very well. He showed well at camp, but he didn't play very well. So, particularly with some of the backups, I mean, they just got rolled when they were in there, and it was a pretty rough game from that aspect.
You know, it's the little things, too, sometimes we overlook. Like, Kando's not ready for prime time. He wasn't ready for that heat. And it's just one player, it's one thing, but you think about the domino effect. If Willie Gay doesn't get hurt, they don't have to keep an extra linebacker, and then they can keep Tim Ward. I like Tim Ward at this point better than Josh Kando. That helps defensive line depth. Is that the fix-all, the end-all? No, but it's one little thing, one thing that happened that was a domino effect that led them to not keep that extra defensive lineman. Because, again, Kando, he's got the measurables. He looks good coming off the bus, but what did we hear? He was a project, and you can't say that roster spot doesn't mean anything because he was out there in a situation where he went the wrong way when there was a big touchdown, right?
Yep, and you know, in the Chiefs' perfect world, he's not, as you say, he's not even dressed. I mean, he's one of the inactive guys. I think that this was sort of their worst-case scenario that they had to play him, and it came to that because he did just look totally out of place there.
What did you think of Nick Bolton's performance in his first game as a member of the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, there were some things to like. I mean, he made a tackle, if you remember, kind of early in the game in the open field against Nick Chubb, and I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty good. I mean, that's big-time stuff. I mean, right then, right there, that's enough to get him into the playing mix, I think, when he can make plays like that physically. You know, and it looked like there's some plays that he got caught out of position and all that, but you're going to get that with a rookie, you know. That's, those things you think will come with playing time, that he'll work those kinds of things out. So I think there's a lot. There were some things to work with there for sure. I feel like, he'll be better the next time out for what happened yesterday.
It was an interesting storyline, the Juan Thornhill storyline throughout training camp. The numerous reps he was playing in preseason games, like that first preseason game, the only guy that had more reps with them defensively was Kando. And then running with the twos and threes in practice. And we talked about this when we thought that maybe Tyrann Mathieu wouldn't play. We were talking about this on Friday. Hey, Thornhill's going to have to step up. And was it perfect? No. But for a guy that was, it's been described and up in camp, you were there when Andy Reid and Spagnuolo said it, and even Thornhill kind of talked about this needing to have that confidence, needing to have, feel good back there, feel like himself, to make that play, that pass breakup, very similar to a Tyrann Mathieu play, and to be in on that fumble. Those were a couple of big plays that hopefully can get his mind right to get the Chiefs feeling that they have confidence in him, and more importantly, Thornhill having confidence in himself. Those were a couple of big plays, especially that pass breakup that they needed to see from Juan Thornhill yesterday.
Yeah, and he's the one who forced the fumble that Cleveland had as well. So, yeah, you know, that was a big deal. You know, he didn't play very well in the first half, it didn't look like. So, he rebounded and did make some plays. Certainly helps the Chiefs with Juan Thornhill playing the way he did when he was a rookie. But I don't see him when Tyrann Mathieu comes back. I don't see a big role for Juan Thornhill. Maybe the Chiefs will find a way to get him in there. But right now, I think they've got their starting safeties when everybody's healthy and ready to go. So not to say he wouldn't play some because they use that three safety look a little bit. But I do feel like. He's not going to have a big role right now unless Sorensen and Mathieu is out.
Adam Teicher from ESPN is our guest. We're talking about the Chiefs and Browns yesterday, opening victory for the Chiefs. No big surprise. They won all these September games with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. How should the Browns feel about this game? Should they think we were -2 in turnovers, we messed up a punt, and we had the ball in our hands with a chance to win at the end? Or should they say, we really wilted under the pressure. I mean, what do you think the read is for them as an organization right now?
Well, you know, they probably should say both things. And, you know, that, yeah, you're right. I mean, they were minus two, and technically they were minus two, but they really, that punt thing counts as a turnover in my mind. So they were minus three, and they still almost won the game. And you know, that was just an unbelievable throw by Baker Mayfield on their last play. I don't know what he was thinking. You can't make that throw in that situation. You know, it wasn't desperation time. They still had some time left. They had one timeout. They were moving the ball. I have no idea what he was thinking there. So, you know, that's kind of the play that killed him. But I said this before the game, and I believe it. I felt like whoever lost that game, big deal. You know, you know, it's not going to, it might hurt you in the tiebreakers in the end, but it's not going to derail your season. I think both of these teams are good enough to fight their way back from losing that game or not playing well. And certainly for most of that game, it looked like it was going to be the Chiefs, right? Did we think that the Chiefs season was over or they were going to go in the tank? If they had lost that game, no, I didn't feel that way. I feel both of these teams are good enough to climb back into it. So I still feel like the Browns are going to win that division they're in, and they're going to be a factor before the end. Yeah, I mean, you know, these things happen. You know, the Chiefs, how many times have Chiefs lost these games? Not so much in the last few years, but, you know, in the Alex Smith days, you know, in the playoffs, it seems like they were blowing leads all the time. They were controlling the games for, you know, a good portion of it, and then letting the team back in it. So the Chiefs had losses like this. I mean, you know, the Browns will be okay. I mean, I feel like, you know, they stood toe-to-toe and controlled the game for a lot of the game against maybe the best team in the league, or certainly one of the best teams in the league on the road. So I feel like the Browns are going to be fine. They it's just part of learning how to win. The Chiefs, like I said, the Chiefs had to go through this themselves.
They'll be fine until Mahomes rips their heart out again in the playoffs. Real quick, Andy Reid. Sometimes we don't talk about this stuff because the Chiefs won, but didn't go forward on that first drive, fourth and two at the 10. Didn't call a timeout before halftime, and a timeout would have forced the Browns to punt instead of having that scary Hail Mary attempt. And then when they were up four late in the game going for two, and I think some people were confused by that. Any thoughts on those three decisions?
Yeah, I'm okay with them kicking the field goal early in the game. The Browns have gone down and you know, gotten 8 points right away. Get some points, you know. I, you know, hey, who knows what would have happened if the Chiefs had gone for it. They may have scored, but I feel like getting points there was the right thing to do. Now, maybe if I had known that the Chiefs weren't going to turn things around defensively until well into the second half, then maybe I would have felt different. If you're going to tell me the Chiefs, Browns are just going to go down and score every single time, then I would have said, okay, they better go for this. But I felt like going for the field goal was the right thing to do. Yeah, you can certainly second guess the timeout late in the first half, but I the way things that developed, you couldn't see that coming. I mean, the Browns are going for it. I mean, they pulled out all the stops, going for it on fourth down and going for two there on that first touchdown and that play at the end of the first half. I mean, they were going for it. So, maybe Andy Reid has to coach for that kind of opponent style from now on. But I didn't think that was a big deal at the time. Now, the going for two there, I meant to ask him that. Maybe I'll get to that today. I don't know what he was thinking there, because if the Chiefs kick that, they go up by five, and then even if the Browns go down and score a touchdown on that next possession, the Chiefs would be down just two. So that way a long Butker field goal, which we know he's capable of, can win the game and not just send it to overtime. So I really don't know what he was thinking going for two there. I thought that was a mistake.
Adam, thank you very much for the time, sir. We appreciate it.
All right, anytime, guys.
Bring it on!
Adam Teicher from ESPN. We'll be back after this to wrap things up on Sports Radio 810 WHB.